Michael, Derry's last crack at championship silverware tomorrow when they take on Tyrone in the under 20.
Yeah, and funny, with about 40 minutes gone in the first game, you wouldn't give them a prayer. Armagh were 10 points up and it looked like good night Irene, but in what was an amazing second half of football, Derry came back. They scored 3-4 inside 10 minutes without reply. And then against Fermanagh, it was another epic. And then now it's Tyrone, so it's got the hallmarks of a great final.
Yeah, and tell me, all reigning champions won it last year, so are there many of that side still on board?
Yeah, it's you've the spine of it. Goalkeeper Warren Harton's back, Paddy McGrogan's back, Conor McCluskey, just when you start going down through the middle of the team, Dara Rafferty, Conor McShane. You know, there's a strong spine, but there's three injuries that's going to hurt Derry, and they're all on attack. Ben McCarron and Oisin McWilliams went off with hamstring injuries during that Wilbur Cavan, and Lorcan McWilliams and Led Relieve have a hamstring injury from the Fermanagh game, so that'll be a huge loss to their attack.
Yeah, because I see Lorcan McWilliams scored 4 points against Fermanagh.
Yeah, he went off at half-time, and, you know, I can see, to be fair, Mickey Donnelly has loads of strength and depth, because Conlath McShane didn't start the first game and came in and virtually changed it. I see him starting at midfield. And then the Doherty brothers from Glen, Ethan, the younger one, he was very influential in both games. I see him starting, and his brother Alex probably up front, you know, alongside Paul Cassidy, who didn't play any minor football for Derry, but he was a captain of Leahy's minor winning team up in St Paul's, and he was exceptional against Armagh. So that'll be sort of the attacking axis I can see. Alex Doherty, Paul Cassidy, and depending where they play, Tiernan McHugh, who has senior experience from Shearn, would be a very, very good target man. So while there's three men gone, they have plenty of options.
And of course this group did well at minor as well, didn't they?
They did. They won Ulster. Unfortunately they ran into David Clifford on one of his better days in the final. But in the first round actually both teams met, and Paul Devlin was the throne manager that day, and Derry won. I would have called it a 4 point hammering. There was 4 points in it. Actually, Conor McCluskey scored a late goal to sort of cement the result, but Derry were very much in control that day. But after half-time, Dara Canavan had a goal chance, and I remember him putting it over the bar when a goal was on. A goal there might have changed it, and I actually see those two guys marking each other tomorrow. Conor McCluskey has played most of the campaign at full-back, but I see him going out to pick up Dara Canavan, which will leave Paddy McGrogan dropping back into full-back. Paddy is very versatile, plays anywhere from 3-6 to midfield, so that's the way I see Derry sort of lining up there.
And you mentioned Dara Canavan. Do you know much else about Tyrone?
Yeah, well, they do have... I know that Peter Oak McCartan, he would be seen as a very good attacking wing-back, also from Errigal, I think he's from. And he went off injured against Down, but he came on and scored 2 points in their semi-final one over Cavan. So I can see him starting if he's fit. And he's very attack-minded. And what Derry tend to do is they tend to play with one of their forwards dropping back. And it seems to be that it's been Simon McAlean. So whoever drops back, they can't afford to leave Peter O'McCartan free. You see him as a very dangerous player. And then obviously Canavan at 11, orchestrating things. They also have Tiernan Quinn up front and Michael Conroy, who was a smashing colleges player in the mix. So possibly Paddy McGrogan picking up Conroy if he starts, but he has contributed each time he's come on. So Paul Devlin might have a decision to make as to how he actually starts his team.
And of course, an awkward and unique situation for your manager, Mickey Donnelly, Tyrone man.
It certainly is. Mickey actually managed Tyrone to their last Ulster minor title. I think it was 2012, I think it was. and now here he is on the other side of the divide. But ironically, Paul Devlin lives just over the Ballandae River and actually coached Ballandae to a county title in 2008. Was part of a management team with Paul McIver and Martin McKinless. So there's a wee bit of blood at both sides of the river, but I'm sure that'll all be forgotten about. Mickey has done an excellent job there since he's been here, but I'm sure he'll just have to put his colours to one side, and it'll be the Derry colours this weekend.
And do you feel they can win it?
I think they can. One thing you can say about this Derry team, they're well road tested. You know, they should have been dead and buried against Armagh. In fact, they were. Paul Cassidy got a goal immediately after they went 10 points down. And as Mickey said to me after the match, if it had went 1, 2, 3 more minutes without Derry responding, they could have been gone. So, and again, they had to sort of hang on against Fermanagh. Last year, Tom, they beat a very good Donegal team. They came back from 10 points down or something similar to beat down. So they know what it takes. And I feel if they can, if Conor McCluskey can curb Dara Canavan's influence in the game, not necessarily a scoring influence, it's just general all-round awareness. There's a good chance Derry could pick up silverware.